Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks hit the ice here at the United Center tonight, still in search of their first win of the year. But a pregame ceremony to honor one of their teammates might spur the boys on to a higher level of play as they try to put one into the victory column tonight against the Vancouver Canucks. The drop of the puck were underway, and the Canucks control as Ekman-Larsson tosses down the left wing boards and down behind the Hawk net it goes. Myers passing on the left wing, Hoglander in over the Hawk blue line. Spins the puck down behind the net. Former Hawk Matt Highmore hit. This is his first return to the UC. He put it out in front. They score! A snapshot came off the stick of Jason Dickinson. And the Canucks get the early lead. Dickinson snapped it off of one of the posts and passed Lankinen off the assist there from Highmore. It's 1-0 Canucks. Scoops a saucer pass to the line. Now deep slot to Jones. Back to Kane. 23 seconds over to DeBrincat. He shoots. He scores! The Cat! The Royal Road pass from Kane, right circle across to the left, and there was DeBrincat to snap it in one motion past Demko. It's a power play goal, and we're tied at one. And for Alex DeBrincat, that's his second goal on the season, second on the power play. And another point for Patrick Kane. He's only a couple away from Savvy now. Dickinson leaves it for Hoglander. Oh, and Stillman got two for his money. This time it's a hip check. And now Stillman and Burrows are going to shake off the mitts at center ice, right in front of the penalty boxes. Kyle Burrows and Riley Stillman going to have at it right here. They get the marquee to Queensberry position. Now they lock up and throw. Burrows gets in some early right hands. Stillman fires a right. Burrows has got the right hand going but can't connect. Now he throws an uppercut. And Stillman comes over the top of the left and misses, and now he's got Burrows in kind of a backhanded headlock, and he twists him down to the ice. Here now, Quinn back, Quinn Hughes from the high slot, long wrist shot, he scores! It went in and out of the net, Tanner Pearson deflecting it at the top of the crease. The fracas I was talking about was DeHaan and Pearson trying to jostle one another out of position in front. And Pearson has won this battle, deflecting it home. Canucks retake the lead at 2-1. As I mentioned, the Canucks still have a power play. Now here's a home run pass to Miller, put it out in front. Oh, and a great save there by Lankinen on a point-blank chance from Jason. It was a set play that originated from the Canuck end. Came to Hagel over the Canuck line. The Kubalik put it out in front. The Doc, and he chopped it over the net. Oh, man, it was a bouncing puck. If Doc corrals that, he gets a clean shot on goal, and maybe we're talking about a Blackhawk goal. Trying to get to the puck and won't, and now the puck is cleared down ice. Garland's got an empty net, moves in, and he shoots and scores. As the Canucks came to full strength, Garland slipped in behind all the Hawk players, caught a pass at the Hawk blue line, skated in, and he could have scored that one with his eyes closed. 4-1 Vancouver wins here tonight. The Blackhawks record now falls to 0-4-1. And they'll play the Detroit Red Wings in a couple of nights, Sunday nights, here at the United Center, looking for their first win.